we did a Planet of the Apes marathon of the new ones. Which
did Tim feel like he was at home with his people?
He really did. He was like, Caesar, ape, no kill ape. Anyway, ape together strong. They've all been talking that way for literally the last 24 hours now. So Thatcher was walking around like an ape in the kitchen making homemade ice cream last night after we got home. So that's fine.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Good morning, sunshine.
Good morning, sunshine.
Well,
good morning. we'll just jump right in.
What are we? Episode, Holly?
91. Episode 91. That's right.
I was going to say 90. I'm behind. Welcome. Episode 90.
That's okay. It's summertime. We can't be expected to think. I have no idea what day of the week it is anymore, ever. Done.
Listen, so here's what happened this week.
Okay.
You know, I've talked about my mother's bridge club.
Yes.
They're here today. And mm-hmm. So I have to make this a short one because I have to go cook their lunch again. But let me just say last week, my mother, now I blow off because my kids have come in from college. There's still a dorm refrigerator sitting downstairs in the hall. John Garrett's getting out the door for camp. I mean, so, you know, it's right. Just chaos. Yeah. So
it's nuts.
I blew off Memorial Day and I just cleaned my house. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and I cooked everything, got everything ready, did my podcast, came down, fixed their lunches, served them, you know, the whole deal, cleaned up, did all this stuff. And then it ends at like 3:00. And Mother looks around at me and she says, "I love my mother. Y'all don't take this
right. This is, it's fine. Her mother will laugh at this. And yeah, so it's good."
She looks around. She said, "Well, it looks like you've got it all taken care of. I think I go home and put my feet up." What?
And that, my friends, is what we have to look forward to. That's great.
You've been sitting here playing cards all day. I'm going to go put my feet up.
It's hard work, Joni.
I know.
It is difficult. You have to think about all those numbers and those cards.
So, yes. So then that was, you know, and so then, you know, doing my bridge clubs turned into last Tuesday, this Tuesday, and next Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So my pastor calls me on Friday, and just a dear lady. She's a wonderful lady. She was a former home ec teacher and she passed away. And I will tell you that reading her obituary was almost like reading my own.
Oh.
You know, it just was, it was a little surreal. But anyway, he calls me and he said, "Hey, is there any way possible that you could cook for JB?" And her name's JB, for JB's funeral. And, you know, and I'm like, "Yes, I'm, you know, 100%. And they, you know, and they did offer to pay me for my time. And I said, "Absolutely not. This is using, you know, my gifts for the glory of God." And it, frankly, it's a little professional courtesy, you know.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
And so, and I did find it fitting. I went and cooked it at the high school. I just thought she was home ec at the high school for 30 years. I just thought it was fitting.
Yeah, 30 years.
So 30 years.
Holy cow.
So that was all. Saturday, I had to go to the grocery store. And at first, it was going to be 80 people. And then it went down to 50 people. So that was good.
Okay.
So I had to go do all the shopping Saturday. Sunday, I cooked. Yesterday, Monday, I did all the finishing cooking and serving and all that. And then came straight in to do Bridge Club today.
Well, listen.
I just mean,
listen, well, We appreciate your talents and your gifts, but we also know that you are in control of saying yes. So.
I know. But, you know, there's some things you just can't. You just can't say no to some of that.
Yeah, I'm sure it was a huge, huge blessing. Yeah. So that's awesome. Oh, my goodness.
So that's where I am.
Okay.
And anyway.
The ladies are downstairs now.
The ladies are downstairs now. Yes.
Because we're doing this on Tuesday again.
Yes, yes, they're having their coffee and their salty snacks right
now. I told Tim the whole layout. I was explaining to him the other day because he said, would y'all talk about on the podcast or something? And I told him about your bridge clubbing and your mother's bridge club. And I told him her weekly schedule. And he was like, wow, that sounds great.
Yes.
And then I said, with the schedule of the bridge club day. And he was like, he was very impressed. He was you know,
I had to quit playing with them.
It's not just a few snacks and a thing. It's a whole situation.
That's right.
So, well, that's awesome. All the kids, Avon, Thatcher home, they got in this past weekend. Thatcher got in on Thursday and Ave got in on Saturday. So we are having some good time with the OG five, as we call ourselves. The original five are back again. Anyway, so that's great, but they, you know, they can work, they have their computers. So my breakfast table just turns into like, mission control with all the laptops and they, you know, have jobs that they can do that, which is,
and it's not really just awesome. One laptop. They all have to have multiple.
Thatcher has a couple.
Yeah.
Avery just has the one that she brought home cause she didn't bring, well, maybe she brought hers too. Cause she has a work one. They all have work ones and then their regular ones. So I don't know. All I'm seeing is a bunch of little Macs opened up all over the place. So I wanted to be a cool kid. I'm like, can I come out here and sit and stare at my computer? And you're like, sure. And I'm like, no. But that's been really good. We've been mostly kind of chilling. I'm trying to think, let's see. We did a brunch on Sunday because we found a new little brunch spot that we loved, and so we're kind of celebrating Thatcher's birthday. It's not till the 17th, but you know he's here, so
but he's here.
So it's a good excuse. So had a little brunch down in Lafayette Square in St. Louis, which is a wonderful old square of houses and places right on this park that kind of the early 1900s. All the homes are still there. Anyway, it was really good brunch. It was called Polite Society. So if any of you are in St. Louis, it's a restaurant, you know, it's open other times too. We've only been there for brunch a couple times, but that was delightful. And then, we went and grabbed some tea at the London Tea Room, just loose tea for him to have to take home. And what else? Then we, last night we went to see Planet of the Apes, the new Planet of the Apes movie. If you're aware of that franchise. Anyway, that was we've been in big discussions of the Planet of the Apes. So Tim and I last weekend on Memorial Day weekend, we did a Planet of the Apes marathon of the new ones.
Tim feel like he was at home with his people?
He really did. He was like Caesar, ape, no kill ape. Anyway, ape together strong. They've all been talking that way for literally the last 24 hours now. So Thatcher was walking around like an ape in the kitchen making homemade ice cream last night after we got home. So that's fine. No, but it was anyway, we watched all the first three again of the new Planet of the Apes last weekend in preparation for, we thought we'd go to the theater and see, because there are not a lot of times I go to the theater. I'll be honest. I'm just, but anyway, it was real fun. It was good. It was slow. Anyway, I'm not going to do a whole movie critic thing, but it was kind of a slow, you know, it's a whole interesting storyline. So now we got to go back and watch the old ones again, because we've been telling the kids, we're like, the OG ones, the first one came out in 68. So, I mean, I just remember as a kid, again, watching my Saturday, Saturday movie 1, 2, and 3, they'd show the Planet, and there was a bunch of them. There was like, remember Charlton Heston?
Yes.
Did you ever see him as a kid?
I did. Yes.
And they're terrifying because they're just, because Avery goes, I bet she said, I bet the CGI wasn't very good back then. And we're like,
what's CGI?
They would wear masks. they had masks. Big old rubber masks.
Rubber mask. Yep.
With hair. Yeah. And Tim was even saying, for Halloween one year, he did the, you know, the plastic, Yes, the Ape plastic mask and, yes. And the plastic like poncho costume. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Go down to the Ben Franklin and get the yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're on the total Planet of the Apes of which is an interesting, again, you know, that's this weird sci-fi, you know, kind of idea. And if you haven't aren't familiar with the storyline, but basically there's a virus created by humans that they give to these apes to try to increase their intelligence, and it does, and then it ends up wiping out a lot of humans because the humans can't, if they're exposed to it, they can't handle it. So then the apes are getting like human super intelligence, and then the ones that don't die lose their ability to speak and become dumb, kind of like animal, and like become less intelligent, the humans that are left. So it's like they flip. And so now the humans are living out in the wild, and the apes take over and create a whole society and blah, blah, blah. So then that's the premise of the whole thing.
The whole thing.
Yeah, so it's very interesting. It has lots of sociological questions. So that's good. Other than that, just stuff around the house. And we're going today to, Avery and I have a wedding meeting today. Oh. with our wedding coordinator person at the venue.
Okay.
That's our 6-month meeting.
Very nice. Okay.
I know. Okay. So we don't know what we're doing, y'all. We're doing fine. She and I are both very chill. So we yes. probably need a little unchill.
Yes.
Like we're good at time management. Like she's extremely good at like lists and organizations. So we're doing fine, but we're having our meeting today at 3:30. So I guess he'll tell us. We're like, we have no idea. I think we'll probably talk about like the stuff they have available to decorate there and rent, you know, kind of what right. we, mm-hmm. more of those details. So.
Okay.
So that'll be fun. Good.
That will be fun.
No, I'm excited. Let's see. Oh, why can't I get my, I've got to use my phone today for my outline because Thatcher is still sleeping he's in the other room where my printer is. So I didn't want to go in there and wake anybody up. Oh, I know one thing I wanted to say that I'm looking forward to watching. There is it's coming out in June sometime. I don't know if you've heard, if you've seen it. I've seen like some trailers somewhere. I don't know, one of the streaming services that whatever it's on. There's a documentary coming out called Bratz. I think it's just called Bratz. And it's a whole thing. Andrew McCarthy from back in the day is doing it. And it's all on the Brat Pack from the 80s.
Oh.
I know. Oh. I know.
Yes, that would be. Look, I love me a good documentary.
Listen, and let's, yeah. It's a documentary.
Okay, so let me just say that your husband has put me on a binge-watching thing Jinx.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you watch it? Have you watched it?
Yeah, we're not finished, but I'm like almost through the second season, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I highly recommend if you have, you know,
what's it on?
HBO Max. Oh, HBO. Mm-hmm. On HBO Max. Go watch The Jinx. Mm-hmm. It is about... Robert Durst, who his family is like the big...
You've heard of him, the Durst...
The Durst family of Manhattan.
Newspaper empire. Yes, or real yes. estate? I think real estate.
It's real estate empire. Mm-hmm. They even have like the lease to do the Freedom Tower. And mm-hmm. I mean, you talk about, you know, just a billionaire company. Mm-hmm. And Bob Durst has some issues.
Y'all. It is a crazy... documentary,
and just when you think mm-hmm. you know what's going mm-hmm. on mm-hmm. you don't know what's going on,
you don't. And so. The thing that's fascinating about it is because he participated, this is not just a documentary like people are putting together, you know, he participated with the documentary person. Yes. And gave interviews and gave access. They have phone, they have a ton of yeah. one with footage with him, so that is what makes it even more. It's crazy.
It's crazy.
I have to finish it. But this Bratz one is coming. I don't, mm-hmm. I can't remember what it's on, but it looked really, again, if you're a child of the 80s, like, you know, and it's Andrew mm-hmm. McCarthy, and he goes and he tries to get, you know, so he's getting Emilio Estevez and Judd Nelson. I didn't see Charlie Sheen on there.
Doing it. Yeah.
So I was wondering, but I didn't see him. But Demi Moore, Molly Ringwald,
Phoebe Cates, is she on there?
I don't I don't know if she's on there. Because there was like, that's what'll be interesting, because there was this kind of core group that were the core Brat Pack. And then there was kind of ancillary. They even go into that a little bit. Like there's an interview with a couple guys that I recognize, but I can't remember. They're like, no, I wasn't in it, but I was like, you know, fringe. Anyway, if you, again, it's just going to be pure guilty pleasure. It's just going to be interviews.
Is it out already? Or
no,
when
it's
does,
in June. Sometime in June. So I can't remember the exact date, but I remember when I saw the trailer for it, I was like, I literally instantly went, oh, I'm watching that tonight. And then they were like coming in June, whatever. So, but I think it's just called Bratz, and it's either on, it's probably on Hulu or HBO Max. It might be on HBO Max or Hulu or Prime. That's all I have. So I'll let you know, but I thought that would be a good, just a guilty pleasure.
Right.
Like he's just going to interview him. It's in talking about what it all was like and their relationships with each other. And because that was crazy that they were, they were very, very popular. Rob Lowe.
Rob Lowe. Yeah.
Like, this, you know, this is crazy. I'm going to like just go down memory lane. So I'm looking forward to that. But
now St. Elmo's Fire. I never forget when St. Elmo's Fire came out. And it, gosh, he was so good.
I know.
I
didn't watch that till like years and years later. Like, because I was young. These came out and we were still kind of young for some of these. But not really. Then once you got into the 80s and you had, of course, you know, all the Breakfast Club and 16 Candles and St. Elmo's Fire and all the, I didn't even know the other ones.
A bunch of them, though.
There's a bunch. So that'll be a good time.
Good. That will be.
So get out your hair crimper. Get your hair all crimped up. You know, get
Let's
on some
be honest. My hair has really not changed since
your hair
the
80s. Has been 80s There's, before 80s.
There is nothing you can do when you have curly hair. Your hair is going to be the same for your entire life.
I know. So, well, not mine.
I do have a story. You ready?
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
I got
please.
A story. Okay. So, you know, we have made kind of a little rule that we will not talk about our children's personal lives unless they're fine with it. Mm-hmm. But I have not asked Caleb this, but this story is too funny and I'm going to tell it.
Okay. All right.
So, we talk about Burnt Church a lot, and Burnt Church is, it's out in the country from here and we love it. I mean, it's just, you really get into the start of the hills of Tennessee there. Mm-hmm.
And it's very pretty.
A lot of that, the fiddling and all the things come from Burnt Church. Wayne Gerolds is a famous fiddler and he grew up out there, but I love to hear the cousins out there. My friends are the Ashes and we'll go to a lot of, they thankfully invite me to a lot of their family stuff. And you'll hear the cousins talk about that. They'd never built down in the valley. They built up on the hills and it was like this circle around. And so they'd come out after supper and they'd start hollering, and that meant, hey, mama's done cooking, now it's time to, let's get to fiddling. And they'd get out their fiddles and their guitars and their banjos and whatever, and they would fiddle across the hollow from house to house. And, you know, and I love to hear all that. But anyway, so one of Paige's cousins has a daughter, and her name is Ella, and she's just drop-dead gorgeous and sweet as she can be. And so we have been trying to like fix Caleb and Ella up because Caleb fits in so well with them. I mean, he does all the woodworking and he does all the fiddling and he, you know, he loves her family anyway, all the men in her family. Right. Mm-hmm. Caleb's just right there with them. Anyway, so she has a brother named Garrett, ironically, and Garrett has autism and he's 24 years old. And when he was in high school, he loved fire trucks. And so when the fire department would come and do our fire training, I would go down to special ed and I would get Garrett and, you know, say, hey, I need to borrow him. Listen, he could come out and tell us every part of the fire engine, what
it
did.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, and so Garrett, he's still, you know, kind of on a child level. So he had a birthday party the other day and his mom called and asked if we wanted to come. And of course we did. And so we went out there and, you know, and it's a Paw Patrol party, you know, and she's like, thank y'all for coming. She said, I know it's not high on everybody's list to go to a 24-year-old's Paw Patrol party.
Listen,
and
I was like, I think that sounds amazing. Ours. Yes. I think it sounds amazing.
We're all in.
We're in. Okay, carry on.
So anyway, we're there. Well, Garrett calls her cousin Frida. And Garrett has been wanting to go see Garfield. So Frida is not known for her meekness, I guess. So Frida, anyway, looks up. And we've all just kind of been tiptoeing around the subject. And Caleb is so shy. You know, he's just so shy. Anyway, and he didn't need a push. The boy needed a shove. Frida's
hit upside the head with a skillet.
So Frida is sitting there. Frida says, Garrett, don't you want Caleb to come pick you and Ella up tomorrow and take y'all to see Garfield?
Good one, Frida. Very tactful.
Garrett says, yes, Caleb, take me to Garfield. You come get Ella. Come get me. We're going to Garfield. Well, so he does, you know, and Caleb's, you know, so good about it. So he goes and he has this little plan worked out that after the movie, he would say, hey, let's, you know, let's go get ice cream. I'll buy everybody ice cream and let's go to Dairy Queen. And then he and Ella could kind of have a conversation and he's just see, you know, where it goes from there. And, you know, it may work. And we're all like that. It may work. It may not.
Yeah, but just a chance to get to know each other. Yeah,
right.
For sure.
So he's got this whole thing, you know, and he's kind of planned, you know, he would once over ice cream, he would, you know, well, hey, do you want to go to, you know, wherever, whatever. Anyway, so they walk out of the movie theater. Well, I get home. First, her mama texts me and said, did Garrett drive Caleb crazy? And I said, I'm sure he did not. And I said, but I'm just getting home. I've been cooking all day. And I said, I haven't talked to him yet. So I go in. I said, Caleb, how'd it go? He said, Garrett shut me down. I said, what? He said, Garrett shut me down. I said, what are you talking about? He said, we get out of the theater. And I said, Garrett, how about we all go to Dairy Queen now, just buy everybody ice cream? And Garrett said, no, we've got cake at home.
Oh, Garrett. Dadgummit. Did not see that coming. Who turns down ice cream?
He had cake at home. He had it at home. It was so funny. It was so funny.
The whole plan
so
just got shot
funny.
To the ground. Yes. Like
anyway,
a balloon.
But they
just...
did. Yes. But anyway, they did go play tennis later, and I think maybe a late date maybe in the works.
Well,
so,
I mean, you know, you gotta be persistent. You just gotta be persistent.
Yeah,
you gotta figure
so
it out.
But yeah, I mean, here's this hilarious. Poor, this shy boy has taken, okay,
worked out
I'm
this
gonna
plan.
Do this. He's worked out the whole plan and gets shut down.
Yep,
so we have
sorry.
Ice cream at home.
That is hilarious. Poor Caleb.
Great.
I can just see.
Yeah.
Like, okay, well, I guess I'll take it home. Oh, I love it. I love
it.
That's,
laugh.
That is very, very funny. Oh my goodness. Well, you know, something I thought of the other day, this is a little serious corner, but I was thinking the other day, I don't know what brought it to my mind specifically, probably because I was doing it in the moment. I don't know about you, but like my default response to people, I find, and I think this is being trained just because of like where we are in our culture right now and what all is happening. We've kind of talked about this before about like everything being really binary. Like it's either this or this, you're for this or you're against it, you know, and it's very much that way. And I find it to be very toxic, but I do it. And that just my default response, when someone is just telling me something or talking to me, or you're watching something, or of course you see stuff on social media, or you're watching the news, or you're listening to something, or even someone's just talking to me. And it's like my default response is to somehow like, do I agree or disagree with that? What's my opinion on that? And I'm like, that really bothers me about myself, about where we are. And so I'm just wanted to throw out there. I want to be really conscious of that. And instead, because I want to shift away from immediately responding with, what I think about that, or if I agree. It's really an agree or disagree kind of feeling with a lot of stuff. It can be anything. It can be, I like blueberry. I mean, oh yeah. And you can agree. You can be like, oh yeah, I love them too. And, you know, I mean, and that's fine. I'm not saying don't ever agree or disagree, but it's like, I want to try to train myself to have a different default response and to be more curious and to be like, oh, tell me why. Why do you, you know, what do you love? What's your favorite recipe, you know, thing with that? Yeah. Or why do you feel that? Or how come you came to that? And just respond with something that's more curious. And I know this is not all the time, but you know what I mean? Like, I'm just stuck in, I feel like everything and everywhere, we've really talked about this. It's like, everyone has to have an opinion. And I, you know, about everything. And I'm just like, I don't think that that's a healthy.
No, it's not.
Mindset. And I want to start with myself, and I do it. I do it. I mean, like all the time with my kids, with, you know, and it's not always, it's not bad intentioned. You know what I mean? Like I'm not, it'll be even like, oh yeah, I love that. But like, instead, just, I want to step back and shift my mind for just half a second and go, you don't need to express your thought. Just find out more. Find out more about it. Be more curious.
Yeah.
And hearing what people are saying, whether you agree with them and you're close with them or you disagree with them, it don't hurt anything to just say, huh, well, that's, I never thought about that. Or, you know, be honest. I'm not saying we have to make up, you know, malarkey, but what makes you, you know, what makes you think that? What makes you make that connection? That's, I've not heard that before. Tell me more. Yeah. Just tell me more.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to do that. So. That doesn't mean you get to slap me in the head every time if I'm with you and I.
Yes, I can.
No, I don't really. Yes, I can. I don't want to be slapped in the head.
But I'm giving really your opinion. Ask me questions.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. I know. It's so hard, you guys. Mm-hmm. It's so hard. We're just forced to like have a thought of an opinion of a judgment of something. Yeah. And I'm judgment prone anyway. Like my growing up, I'm getting much. It's funny, as I get older, I'm getting, thank God, I'm getting much less that way. Like I think more people tend to go harder into it as they get older, you know, but I'm getting more like, I don't know, do what you want. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. I don't know.
I'm growing tired of all of it. And I find myself, I mean, I got off Twitter a long, long time ago. Uh-huh. And I'm like, I don't even look at Facebook really. I'll go in there and throw up a post.
Right.
And I don't really look at it, or I'll scroll past stuff. And and because I just don't, I'm tired of it.
I can't absorb it all. I can't absorb it anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's 100% right. No, that's right. And so instead, I feel like, you know, I have to watch myself on that and just kind of know that, you know, that's just not how I want to. But as I said, as a younger person, as a teenager, I was a lot more, I'll use the word judgmental, and not, I mean, yeah, definitely. But also I just knew, and it saved me, as I said, it saved me from a lot of problems. I'll be honest too. Like I wasn't tempted to do a lot of things that people were tempted to do. I mean, I did plenty, don't worry. But you know what I mean? It wasn't, but it didn't come from a good place of, anyway. But
well, you know, I don't know that you ever, and Ron and I were actually talking about this the other day, that I don't know that you ever, well, we were talking about in Christianity, that you're not going to win anybody to Christ. You're not going to change their mind in an, you know, by winning an argument.
No, never. I don't think hardly ever,
you know, and I think that's true though. Overall, you're not going to change somebody's mind by winning an argument. And there are a lot of people who are more concerned about being right. Mm-hmm. And, you know, than the person that they're talking to. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
And there's a time for it. Like I understand, but in my I agree with that. I just find that the default in our culture and definitely within myself is just this kind of, well, I think that, well, I don't disagree with this and I agree or I disagree. And it's like, you don't have to just hear it.
Yeah. Just hear it. Or here's the old rule of thumb too. Never talk about religion, politics, or the great pumpkin.
Right.
I mean, we've had that. And that is, you know, there's just so much. Oh, well, and I'll tell you real quick, there's, if you're familiar at all with the whole United Methodist situation going on, there's been a great split. And it breaks my heart. And I mm-hmm. watched it go on here, go on in Savannah. And I grew up in the United Methodist Church, and Ron and I left actually a long time ago because we just saw things coming down the road and that we didn't want to be a part of. And, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm glad after watching all this split that we did, but mm-hmm. there is so much bitterness. I mean, and mm-hmm. it's been a year really since all this took place, and I'm still hearing, I mean, just people who have been friends for yep. their entire lives,
yep.
neighbors, I mean, people that you would consider family, and they're on opposite sides of this issue. But the bitterness that is there mm-hmm. and it just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had a lady at the grocery store yesterday. I mean, I grew up in her house. She, you know, and I spoke to her very loudly and she just walked on by me. And I thought, I'm not even a part of it anymore. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not, you know, and I just thought that was heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's just well, you know, and, another point for Satan, you know, like yeah, another, that's right. he's doing a great job. We, yeah. you know, and I'm not trying to be, that's just the truth. That's what, yes. that's yeah. what, and we've all been through it different ways yeah. in different churches and yeah. Lord knows we have, but same thing. It's just like, he's real happy about that. So congratulations. So if you're holding on to bitterness and yeah. I understand that I have hurt. Tim and I have some, we are well aware of yes. from yes. things, you know, so I get it. I'm in there with you, but. All you can kind of say is, you know, that's great for.
Yeah. Well, I mean, side. But it's, yeah, 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 whatever. So anyway,
that was my deep thought for the week of just okay. trying to be aware of that. So, okay. do you want to do your recipe or do we yeah. want to do our summer essentials first?
Well, let's do the recipe real quick and then okay. we'll go through our summer essentials.
We have a special top three different segment yes. today for you people. Okay.
Give us your. To me. Holly informs me of this in the middle of my, you know, chaotic whatever.
I gave you a couple of days. What more do you yeah. want from me?
Okay, so I made, and this is just a wonderful summertime beverage. You need to get mint sprigs, and you're going to get 15 mint sprigs and just mm-hmm. cut them and boil your water with mint sprigs and, the, you know, and let it steep with mm-hmm. tea, mm-hmm. your tea bags and your mint sprigs. Mm-hmm. I let mine really steep for a good 30 or 40 minutes because okay, yeah. I want, which is a little longer than you normally do tea, but I really mm-hmm. want that mint to infuse in there. Mm-hmm. And then you need a cup of sugar because, you know, in the South, we got to have well, the sugar.
There ain't nothing wrong with a little sweet tea.
And pour that over and get a can of frozen lemonade, put that in, and then a cup and a half of pineapple juice. And you can serve it in little frosty glasses with a mint sprig or whatever.
Now, are you adding more water to that? Like, what do you?
Yes, yes, I do. Okay. Add, I was going to say, add some water.
You forgot to say you add water to.
Sorry, add a little water.
That's okay. Because you've got the concentrate of the lemon. And,
right, yes.
But then you add a little bit yes. of water. Is that called, what's it called? Is that your party
summertime
time?
Summertime tea.
Summertime tea. That's
summertime
it.
Tea.
Summertime yep. tea.
That's it.
It's really good. It's really great for, like you're saying, for like a little special luncheon
bridal showers mm-hmm, and I did mm-hmm. some today for the Bridge Club and mm-hmm. so anyway that's
lovely, that's perfect so okay now we're going to segue into, and it's a very special top three, but we're going to do summer essentials and we each are going to do I tried to say like get about like five things that we're rolling into summer now, you guys. I'm feeling it. Oh, by the way, the bugs are going down. They're going away. And I'm so happy. Avery almost turned around and went home. She's like,
I'm just going to tell you.
Worried about the bugs.
I sent Holly a reel the other day of somebody in Chicago had posted, y'all, the cicadas were so thick. And I said, y'all, this is, you can't mm-hmm. call this a, there's no science behind this. This is God, you know, yell and repent at this.
She said it with God's judgment.
It's God's. You cannot even say.
We're doing real good with the not judgment. We're doing great yeah. over here. We're doing great. God's going to send you some cicadas. Ooh,
I'm telling you, I've never seen anything like that. That was awful.
It's horrific. Awful. So I just did need to throw that report in yeah. that they yeah. are going down. They're still around, but they're not nearly yes. what they were, at least in our neighborhood. Maybe yeah. they're terrible somewhere else, but I'm just grateful for that. So in the light of that, I was like, let's just do our summer, like just some of the essential mm-hmm. things that going into summer that you just can't do without. It's time to start getting them. So do you want to go first? What's one?
You go first.
Okay. I'm going to go first. So the number one thing that I have on my list, of course, and some of these things are stuff we've talked about before, but this is just putting it all together, is a good tinted sunscreen serum, CC cream, whatever you want to call it. There's a million and one of them on the market. You know, we need to be wearing our sunscreen. You can get them tinted. You can do your self tanner under there if you want, you know, which I love to do, all that kind of good stuff. There's two that I really love. Not on all of these, I don't have like specifics, but there's two that I really love. And I think you can get them both at, I don't know where you can get them, Ulta or Sephora or Amazon probably. But the one is Tula. It's a brand that I really like. It's T-U-L-A. Tula has a whole line. I love everything I've tried from them. They're a clean beauty company. Anyway, they have a product called Radiant Skin, and it's a brightening serum skin tint sunscreen SPF 30, and it comes in a tube, but it's got good color to it. Like it's got some decent coverage, not, you know, it's not gonna be full coverage. None of these are, but it leaves your skin really like dewy and it feels amazing. It's got, I think this one has, of course, can I see anything? And they're skincare. That's the thing. These are like skincare too. So this has hyaluronic acid, ceramides, and collagen. So like you're getting sunscreen, you're getting good moisture, all that. The other one that I've talked about before is by Ilia. Comes in these little dropper bottles, and it's their super serum skin tint SPF 40. And it has niacinamide, squalene, hyaluronic acid. Again, they're like skincare. They go on great. They give you some some cover, a little bit of blurring and all that kind of stuff. So get you a good tinted, and again, there's a million, there's Elf has some, there's a billion different ones. So but these are two that I like. All right. You do one.
Big Joe pool noodle.
Are you going to do pool floats for all these? You better not. I swear, you guys, when I told her about this, she's like, I'll just do all the pool floats.
No, the pool floats. It is the big look. Look, you need a good noodle, and I like the Big Joe.
Everyone needs a good noodle.
But look, just look, if you, and Big Joe is a little more expensive, so if you want to go a little cheaper, just go to Walmart and get those, styrofoam noodles.
Yeah.
Those, look, we have a plethora of those. And they
you do want them in the pool. Like, they're very, because they're little, and you can get in the water and sit on them, and they're just perfect.
Yep.
Yep. Okay. Big Joe pool noodle. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Next one I have is get you a good pair of your go-to flip-flops or sandals or slides, whatever it is that you like to. I have become a devout follower of the Archies flip-flops. If you have not tried them, again, they're online and you can order them. They are more expensive. You know, I was an Old Navy flip-flop girl for forever. And you guys, I mean, again, we know they're like, probably now they're probably like $10, but they were like, they were like sometimes on sale $2 or $3, $5 and all the colors. Okay. But they were so uncomfortable. Yeah, like they rubbed on your foot. They're cheap. They're not good for your feet. Get you some, whatever you like. If you're a Teva girl, get you the Tevas. But if you want just a pair of flip-flops, the Archies, they have arch support. They are so comfortable. They come in all these nice solid colors. They did come out with slides also. So if you prefer, I know those are really popular. Again, they're going to have that arch support. So I'm kind of tempted to get a pair of those. But whatever it is, if you're a Teva girl, if you're a Chaco person, you know, but you got to invest now. You got to get your one or, you know, two really good pairs of summer shoes. There you go. What you got?
A Turkish beach towel.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those are good.
Yeah, I love them.
What do you love about them?
That's all I have to say. I mean, they're just very light. They're not that thick, you know, terry cloth kind of. They're just thin. They're really absorbent, and they don't take up so much space.
Yeah.
And they're really pretty. I mean,
they're pretty.
Striped. Yeah.
And they dry quickly.
They dry quickly.
I'm the same as you. I got one last year, and I did the Sand Cloud brand. Yeah. There's a million different brands you can get, but I know SoundCloud, and they have different sizes. And I got like a big, kind of like a beach blanket size. And you shake the sand off.
The sand comes right off of them. Yeah.
And like you said, it's thin. And but they also, they work great. Even like the towel ones like you have, it was really pretty. It almost works like a little throw or a blanket. Like if you go on a trip or on an airplane or anything.
Uh-huh. Yep.
That's a super good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Y'all need to get some of those nice Turkish. And they got little tassels on the end.
Little tassels.
They're real cute. You can use it as a picnic blanket. You can use it as a whatever. Oh, that's a good one. Okay. Okay. The next thing I have, summer essential, is some kind of, again, this is kind of a three-part category, but a visor or a hat.
That's mine. You can't take that.
I took it. Well, then I'll do a different. Okay. Well,
no, go ahead. You can do the visor. I've already said it. Okay.
Well, what I was also going to add to that is a headband. It's time for headbands. Okay. So I know you don't do a lot of headband, but it's time for headbands. There's various different ones, of course, all the cute, you know, padded, all the things. I like one, and I'll probably try to link these. They're just really, really, really cheap. I don't have it on today. Amazon, they're the plastic ones, but they're like, it's like a big comb. It's like they've got spikies.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So when I pull it back, it pulls it back and it kind of separates and it into sections and it looks really cute. I've gotten more compliments wearing my hair back in that thing.
Okay.
And, but just get you whatever it is, some good headbands. It's time, you know, ain't nobody got no time to be messing. And I got to get it off my face in the summer, especially. Right. I got to get it off my face. So, okay. Or in a sun visor.
Well,
okay.
I'm going to go then with, instead of a hat, I mean, it is a hat, but you need a baseball hat.
Whatever team,
team you are rooting for, you need, and especially if you have long hair, you need to pull it back through the hole. Mm-hmm. And, but I mean, for these summer baseball games, for in the pool, I have a Mississippi State baseball hat and I love it. I wear it all the time in the summer and it's white, so it's not real hot. Anyway.
Yeah. That's a cute, like get a light colored, like a really cute light colored, baseball hat or something like you do. I look ridiculous in baseball hats. So I wish if my hair was longer, I think it would be better, but anyway, but yeah, for sure. That's like a go-to. I do wear them in the pool sometimes. That's a good one. Okay. My next one is again, just a category. I'm still searching. I have ones I like and whatever, but I don't know, just a good tinted lip balm. Again, you know me, I'm always going to tell you some good makeup stuff, but like, we just need good tinted lip balms. We don't need, you know, or glosses, obviously, like, a, you know, just that nice tinted glosses, but the balms are so easy. I will say this little tip, and I don't know, it's a tip. It's just something I was thinking about. I'm like, as much as I like the stick balms, you know, for their ease of use, if you're carrying it around in a hot bag or like a beach bag, or leaving it in your car a lot, I feel like the gloss with a wand will be a better, it just won't get all melted.
Yeah.
I don't know. I do love a good, but just, I thought about that. I was like, if I leave one in my car or something like that in the summer, I probably need to do like a more of a wand balm kind of thing, but just go look for some. I've tried a million. I'm kind of on a search right now for ones. You can get just
You just froze on me. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you. Go ahead. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're back now.
Nivea, like just balm kind of colored ones. CoverGirl has some good actually tinted balm stick things, and there's a million others. But go get you a couple of colors that you like. All right, you got another one?
Eno hammock.
Oh, yeah.
I love a good hammock in the summer.
Mm.
Love it. You know, it's just when you can finally just stop, you just need a good hammock.
Mm-hmm.
Those are outstanding.
Mm-hmm. What's the brand again? Eno?
Eno.
Yeah. Eno. Okay. And again, those are like those cloth, they fold up pretty little, right? Like,
yes. Yeah. They have a little bag that they even come in.
Right.
And
right.
It's about the size of your palm, really.
Yeah. Again, just all these things that you can like throw in a bag. And I'm going to give a bonus one right now that I didn't even, but like a bag, like a just good tote, like a structured, you know, plastic. I don't know. I've got like a basket kind of purse looking or a structured kind of tote.
On me. I don't know if you can hear me.
I can hear you, but you're not moving.
Just keep
talking. I'm going to keep going.
I don't know what you're saying. Okay.
Anyway, so my last official one is the Kindle and a library app.
Yeah.
I mean, I do love a book and all that, but in the summer is when I get the most easy use out of my Kindle. Yeah. It's easy. And again, yeah, you're just throwing it in your bag. You're throwing it wherever. And the Kindle's now the nice, you know, I have a small, I want to say it's the Oasis or something. I don't know. Yeah. But it's a smaller size, but you know, it's that nice screen that's not lit. It looks like paper.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's not like a bright light. Mm-hmm. It's, but you can read it at the beach and you can read it in the sun and at the pool. Mm-hmm. So just a Kindle and like a good library app and just go to town.
All right. Here's my final one.
Okay. I'm ready.
And if you are in the South, you absolutely are going to agree with this: mosquito netting.
Oh,
and it will go over. I mean, if you've got one and they come, you know, and I say that I'm using that as a general, mm-hmm, a broad general thing, but y'all, for the hammock, there's, mm-hmm, mosquito netting for that, mm-hmm, around my little gazebo. There's mosquito netting for that. And it is 100% worth your investment. Uh-huh. If you like being, I mean, I love being outside. I want to be outside. But yep, sometimes those skeeters make it just miserable.
I may have to do that. You know, our yard situation right now has just been in such disarray just because of life. And then the cicadas, right, on top of it. I have not wanted to even go out there, but I may have to invest in something like that because I too love to be outside. But when the bugs start getting miserable, it's miserable. Yeah,
and you don't like all the chemicals and all this stuff.
No,
you know,
don't work. They don't work very well. No.
And even the citronella oil,
mm-hmm,
I just haven't found that it really.
No. And I try a bunch of natural bug sprays too, because I try to, again, I don't really want to put all that yuck on me, but some work okay and some don't. So I may look into that. I may look into doing a little gazebo situations this year and be like Joni.
I keep getting like messages. Yeah. Everybody does.
I want to be like you when I grow up.
Hey, I keep getting messages that my internet is unstable. So,
okay, well, we're done.
Finished. Let's go ahead and close this out. Yep. And
we're good.
We hope
everyone have a great week and we will be reporting back. Go get your summer essentials ready, y'all. It's time. It's here. And we're going to make the best of it. So until next time, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. Bow, bow, bow.
Why do you always do this song that noises?
I don't know.
And all I've seen is your nose and up. All I've seen this whole video is,
I don't know.
All right. I'm going to let you go cook.
Too much going on. Yeah,
all
right. Go cook.
Bye.
Goodbye.